Let's review Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara starts out by discussing various averos and the punishments that we get for the different averos. So the Gemara, and we darshin it mostly from Pesukim in the Tocha and Parshas Buchlukosa. The Gemara tells us that Inui Adin, Evils Adin, Kilkul Adin, all problems relating to judgment, being corrupt in judgment, delaying judgment, careless wrongs in judgment, Bittul Torah, for all these things, Cherev, Ubiza, Dever, Bitzores, we have the sword of war, we have plundering, we have famine, we have pestilence, all these things come about as a result of those averos. And we darshin from Pasuk, Ve'evesi Aleichem Cherev Nikmas Nekam Bris, in Parshas B'chukosai in the Tocha. The Gemara goes on to say, Shvua Shav, Shvua Sheker, if you take a Shvua in vain, or you take a Shvua Sheker, a false Shvua, so Chil Hashem, Chil Shabbos, or if a person is Mechal Hashem, or Mechal Shabbos, or Shvichas Dam, a person kills, Gilei Rais, Avot Zara, the big three Averos, Hashmata, Shmita, and Yavol, this person doesn't observe Shmita and Yavol properly, so Chayara, or Rabba, that's going to cause wild animals to be all over the place, it's going to cause domesticated animals to die and to not be there anymore, and Chorban Beis Hamikdash is going to happen, and the Shechina is going to be mistalik, and we're going to be left in Golos. Then the Braisa goes on to tell us, Bavo Nivlus Peh, Tzoros Rabbos Gzeres Kashos Mischachos. As a result of Nivl Peh, there are going to be terrible things that happen to Klal Yisrael, and not only that, the Gemara Ksuvos also points out that when Nivl Peh is spoken, Afilu Chosmel of Gzar Din Shal Shim Shana L'Tova Huvchana Lov L'Ra'a, even if a person had a Gzar Din of 70 years for good, it's going to turn to a Gzar Din for the bad. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says that it's so bad that even if you just listen to Nivl Peh and don't say anything and sit there silently, that's also going to be Shim Shana, that go from being good to being bad. The Gemara quotes a lot of brises that talk about the disease called Askara, which is some type of very painful throat disease, and tells us that you get it for speaking Lashon Hara, you get it for not being Mafresh Shumas Maisros, and Rabbi Shimon says you also get it for Bittul Torah. So everyone asked Rabbi Shimon, wait a second, how could it be that you get it for the Aver of Bittul Torah? Then how come Gayim get it? How come women get it? There's certainly no chiyuv Talmud Torah. How come young children get it? So the Gemara says that there could be Bittul Torah if they stop people who are chayiv from Talmud Torah from learning Torah. So that's also Bittul Torah. So women, Goyim, and children could also have Bittul Torah. What about Tinokish Shabbos Rabban, that they themselves are learning and they're not stopping anyone? So Gemara says, now sometimes when the Tinokish Shabbos Rabban and Tfasim Al-Ador, that the Tinokish Shabbos Rabban suffer for the sins of their generation. It's not for their own sin of Bittul Torah, it's for other people's sins of Bittul Torah, but the Tanokish Shabbos Rabbans are the ones to suffer the consequences. Then the Gemara tells the story of how Rabbi Yehuda bar Avilai ever came to be known as the Rosh HaMedabrim B'Kol Makom, the top speaker at every event. So the Gemara tells the story was that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon were all, during the time of that the Romans were in control of Eretz Yisrael, were sitting around, and Rabbi Yehuda started by saying, Kamanom, Masein Shalom Azu, how wonderful are these Roman people? They have such nice actions, such nice deeds that they do. They may build bridges and build up a community and bathhouses. Wonderful. Rabbi Yossi sat there quietly, didn't say anything. Rabbi Shimon Yochai, however, he disagreed and he said, "What do you mean? The Romans didn't do this for us. They did this for their own benefit. How can you give them credit for it?" And sitting in that group, there was a man by the name of Yehuda ben Gerim, who was still connected to his family from before his conversion. So he was he went back and told somebody who is not a Jew about this conversation, and the Romans found out about it. So the Romans said, "Oh, let's deal with each person that participated in this conversation." So Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, who said great things about us, so he's going to be honored. He's going to be the Rosh HaMedabrim B'Kol Makom. He'll get to speak first at every occasion. He's the chief rabbi appointed by the government. Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, who was quiet, Yigal Tzipori, we're going to send him to exile in Tzipori. Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who humiliated us and disparaged us, said bad things about us, Yehoreg. So they made a decree that he's going to get killed. And this leads us into the famous story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel, Daf Lag, the Lag Baomer story, the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So to escape being killed, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai took his son, Rabbi Lazar, and then first went to a Beis Medrash where his wife provided them with food, but then they thought that his wife would be convinced to tell where their whereabouts were, so they went into a cave, and in the cave The Kodesh Baruch Hu provided them with a buxer tree and a spring of water so that they could support themselves and nourish themselves. After 12 years learning Torah all day in the cave, Eliyahu HaNavi came and said that the Roman Caesar had died and the decree is over, they could come out of the cave. So they came out of the cave and they couldn't believe that people were doing all sorts of Olam Hazeh type of activities. And they looked everywhere they looked, immediately lit on fire because they were so on fire with Torah and spirituality. So Baskel comes out and says, well, Lahakrav, you came out to destroy my world. Go back to the cave. We don't need you to destroy the world out here. So they spent another 12 months in the cave, and then a Baskel came out and told them, you can come out this time. And if Reb Lazar, and that time, anytime Reb Lazar destroyed something with his eyes, Rabbi Shimon would manage to put it back together. And Rabbi Shimon said to Reb Lazar, Bini, Dai Li Olam Ani Ve'ata, me and you, we have enough Torah learning and enough Sukhiyos that it's enough to forgive the whole rest of the world for all their shortcomings. And where it tells Rabbi Shimon and Lazar were finally felt better when they saw a man running on Erev Shabbos holding two Adasim, and they said, what are these two Adasim for? He said, they're Lekavit Shabbos. Why two? Echad Keneged Shamar and Echad Keneged Zachar, one for each of the two mitzvos of Shabbos, the two mitzvos to Arayis on Shabbos. And they saw how the physical world could be used to this could be elevated by using it for spiritual things. And they said, Chazi Kamach Aviv and Mitzvos Al Yisrael, look how beloved the mitzvos are to Klal Yisrael, and that made them feel better about the world that they lived in. Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon's son-in-law, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, would help out Rabbi Shimon, and he was very pained by the fact that Rabbi Shimon had these terrible cuts in his body from all the years that he had to bury himself in the sand in the cave so that his clothing wouldn't wear out. And he said, Oy li shiri isich bekach, woe unto me that I have to see you like this with all these painful cuts. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you got it wrong. Ashrecha shiri isani bekach, shalmol risani bekach, lo matzasa bekach. No, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. I never would have achieved the level of Torah that I achieved had I not had these cuts, had I not had the experience that I had in the cave. And the Gemara tells us that in fact that was true. Before Rabbi Shimon went into the cave, Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was a greater Talmud Chacham than Rabbi Shimon. He would always give 12 answers to every question Rabbi Shimon asked. Now that Rabbi Shimon came out of the cave, he would be able to give 24 answers to every question Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair asked. So it was actually a great thing for his own development as a great Talmud Chacham. That's the basic Chazar of Shabbos Taflam and Gimel.